You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Tarvis, one of your hosts for this evening, Daria DiGiovanni, is on the other end. Hello, Daria.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, everybody.
You played the one-minute intro. I actually liked that. We never play that.
Too.
We always play the 30-second one, but when you play that, I'm like, I really like that. I actually like that better than the 30-second one.
Well, good, and that was totally an accident. I was like, oh, damn, I hit the wrong button, and I thought, let's just roll with it. I was hoping you weren't going to, like, try to do something else. I'm like, let's just go to 60 seconds.
I did, too, and it's so weird because it leads into, like, a part that we always hear when we play it.
Yeah, you and I could spend an hour just talking about that intro, so we're going to stop right now, but that actually was, I really like that, so we should use that from now on. I like it. Anyway, So, Daria is actually in Pennsylvania. She's up here freezing her ass off with the rest of us that are in the cold weather. She's left the beautiful state of Florida and has come up here to visit with family for the holidays, which is awesome because she's just like 45 minutes away from me now. So we'll get to spend some one-on-one time together, which is great because great things happen when Daria and I actually physically get in the same area and we're able to share energy and ideas and things like that. So who knows what 2015 will bring from that experience. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So anyway, as you might be able to tell, those of you who are regular listeners, I don't have much of a voice, but I'm okay with that. I keep talking anyway. Not a whole lot can shut me up, including, you know, laryngitis.
She's a Gemini thing, right?
I'm probably going to get worse as the hour goes on, but we're going to try and really keep to an hour tonight so that I don't squeak the heck out of everybody's ears tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking to Suzanne Streisauer, who is a career coach, a life purpose expert, and general life coach. And she's written a few really great books, and I'm going to read her bio in just a second. Just want to let everybody know we are on the Right Stream Network. The Right Stream Network, you can find out more about it at rightstreamradio.com. The lineup tomorrow, the next show on the lineup is the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S. Evan Townsend. That's on at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then we have my show on Sunday, which may or may not be a rerun. I'm playing this weekend by air, and I'll talk to you about that later, Daria. It may be a rerun. It may be live. If it is live, I'll be doing the readings. It'll be me, but I'm not really sure what we're going to do with that yet. So anyway, Mondays we have Military Monday with John D. Gresham at 1 p.m. Tuesdays, Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann at 1 p.m. And back to Thursdays with Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. We now have Wednesday and Saturdays open for new shows. And I think we are dialing those down.
Yeah, and actually, I think we may have both of those slots filled. We got some exciting
cool
things in the works. So we've got a possible life coaching show and a possible dating show, contemporary dating show, which I'm excited about the possibility of both of those.
Yeah, the dating one really got my interest because I just think it's, you know, it's just, it's so, it's different, and it's in so many, I mean, even me in my 40s, you know, mid-40s, we'll just say, that I even know so many people that are dating, you know, a lot of people who are divorced and dating again. And it just seems like it's a topic for that a lot of people are, you know, are interested in. So I think that's really going to be fun. And we'll fill you all in on that as soon as we know more. We don't know anything yet. So we know we have these possibilities sitting there, and we just have to, and they're looking really good, but we just have to, you know, obviously work out the details. So we'll keep everybody posted on that. But getting back to tonight's show, Suzanne Streithauer is a life purpose expert, a certified life and career coach on a personal, professional, and on the personal, professional, and spiritual aspects of our lives. She shows people ways to incorporate their life purpose into their daily lives for personal, meaningful and fulfillment. She is an award-winning author of 3 books, including an international book competition award-winning workbook, 111 inspirational life purpose quotes and exercises to find their purpose in life. Academically accomplished, Suzanne has a master's degree in counseling psychology and numerous specialized trainings. She's been featured on a National Geographic hit reality television show, National Public Radio book show, and numerous radio shows and telesummits. Suzanne has been quoted as an expert in publications by the University of Phoenix and SheKnows.com, among many others, and she hosts the weekly Living Life on Purpose radio show on the Living Well radio network. She is also listed in the Who's Who of American Women. And by the way, everyone, just so I make sure I say it right now, if you want to, while we're talking to her, learn more about her, go to yournextstepcoach.com, yournextstepcoach.com. And you can learn more about her and read about her, read more about her and what she's got out there while we're talking to her. But welcome, Suzanne. Thanks so much for being on the show tonight.
Thanks, Lisa. It's great. And you guys sound like you just have way too much fun back there.
Yeah, we do. We have a little bit of fun. We do. We have a little bit of fun. It's the silliest things because, like, her hitting that, like, Daria, you know, hitting that 60-second, because we have all these different, you know, we pick a theme, and then we have the different, we have a stinger for commercials, and we have, you know, different if we want to play a 30-second intro. We've never used a 60-second intro since we switched to this new one, and I loved it. It was just
It was
so
great.
Good.
I liked it. It was upbeat,
yeah.
And it was just really
yeah.
great.
It was really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
it was a total accident. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
It's like, nice. Oh no,
I hit 60. Yeah, nice, nicely
like
done, Daria. At first, I'm like, whose show is she playing the intro for? I didn't even think it was our show. I'm like, oh my God,
funny.
That's us. Yeah, it was really great. So, all right, so let's talk a little bit, Suzanne, about what is a life purpose? What do you consider a life a purpose, a definition that everyone can understand about life purpose? Because you think life purpose and you go religious, you go spiritual, you know, is that where it takes you, or do you have a different definition?
Well, I wind up back there, but I don't start there. And so what I've discovered is that when I went and did the research for my workbook, that I wanted a way to understand life purpose that wasn't woo-woo, that was practical, and yet included in some way the spiritual. And so it turns out that life purpose is just simply the aim or intention of the energy you put forth. So, you know, you have a life purpose for your radio show, right? And that purpose, if I look at the rest of your life and all the other things you do, you'll see that your intention, purpose, is the same throughout those things. And they're just different expressions, and that's what your life purpose is. So when I tell people, you know, just, you know, look where you put your feet and ask yourself why. Why is it I want to do that? What's the reason? What's the underlying reason I want to do that? And that's the aim or intention of the energy you put forth, and that's your life purpose. It's that simple.
So it's basically what you're putting your energy into is what your life purpose is.
Exactly, except for the fact that it's consistently that. So not just like what you did today, but what you're always doing, like what the underlying reason always is, which I say is people's personal why, but it comes down to the aim or intention of the energy you put forth consistently, and that's your life purpose.
So is that fluid? Is your life purpose fluid then? Is it changing? Because my life purpose, you know, in my 20s was raising two small children, and that was where all my energy went. And then, of course, now they're grown. So does it change?
The purpose doesn't change, Lisa, but what changes is what I call the life purpose expressions, right? So when you think back to when you were raising your kids, there was a certain aim or intention the energy you put forth, which is probably to be a good mom. And then, but underneath that, why did you want to be a good mom? What did you want to see happen for your kids? And then the life purpose expressions say with what you're doing now is, you know, what is it that's the reason why you're doing what you're doing? And you'll see that there's a similarity. You'll see that there's a threat. It's
yeah,
just
right.
a different expression.
You're right. You're right. It's just working through it. So it's not constantly changing, but it's maybe
evolving.
It's evolving, right? It's evolving and making and your the life purpose is the same, but your way of approaching your life purpose may fluctuate a little bit. If
it
that makes
may
sense.
And does. Yep.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. I get that. See, as soon as you start putting it all about me, I get it. Again, Gemini, what can I say? Anyway, so I think that's really cool. And like, a lot of people like come to me as a metaphysician and as a psychic. People come to me all the time. And they're like, what's my life purpose? And so very simply, you know, it's so interesting to me because I'm always like, well, what do you like to do? You know, I'm like, that's a silly question to ask me. I mean, you know, I don't think I think that's why, you know, I took it like down a spiritual path, because some people think, well, God put me here to do A, B, or C, you know, or, you know, and so they take it down that road. And really what you're saying is whatever you're putting your energy into is basically your life purpose and probably why God put you here.
Right. And then, okay, see, what happens is that, you know, people do start to go down and they ask all those questions, like you said at the beginning, like religious and spiritual, and then your gifts and what do you like to do. So when I started doing the research for my book, I started asking myself, okay, I didn't want my book to be about me. So I went and I found 200 different thought leaders, doctors, philosophers, poets, you know, you name it, metaphysicians, spiritual people, psychics, educators. And I found what they had to say about purpose. And so I took their quotes and then I put them back together and I said, okay, so what are the things that they share in common? And it turns out that there's 7 universal life purpose elements. So one is natal, and that's your cosmic blueprint. And when you're born, the next is developmental, and that's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And then is the psychological, which is people understanding what their preferences are. And then the one everybody knows is professional, skills, gifts, and talents. And then is spiritual, which is what you're talking about, Lisa, which is, you know, how are you being of service or inner calling, higher calling, intuition, inner guidance, all those things. And then there's the mystical, which people don't talk much about, but that's when, like, God could place something on your heart. It could be a peak experience, a deep meditative experience, out in nature, some shift of energy because you went through some kind of transformative experience. And then the last kind is transitional. So, you know, you move, you know, you have some shift, some illness, some, you know, something profound happens to you, all those things that can shift who you were last minute and then who you are this minute. And then in this minute, you get to say, who am I today and what's important to me? And that's when those life purpose expressions can change. But those 7 universal life purpose elements are what make up everybody's life purpose DNA, and everybody's is different, just like our DNA.
And so that's what you wrote about in your book?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. All right. That's deep.
But I didn't make it so complicated. What I did was I just made it so that it's a workbook, so it has a quote and exercises. So you just get to redo, you know, every exercise. I tell people to do 25, And then what happens is you get to see your purpose repeated and repeated and repeated, and then all of a sudden you go, duh, of course that's my purpose, because you get to see it in all these different ways. So it's not complicated in terms of, like, really thinking about it. It's more just
right.
just your own personal expression coming through.
And Suzanne, those seven elements, can people, do they occur sometimes simultaneously in individuals? You know, at any given time, can they be touching upon all seven of those or several of them at once or moving back and forth?
Yep. You're actually living in all seven of them all the time. Like, you were born at a certain time, that doesn't change. You're in some stage of purpose. You know, we're always going through the hierarchy of needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, so it's whatever stage you're in. We have our psychological preferences always. We have our skills, gifts, and talents. It just changes what we want to do. We always have some connection with the divine. We're always, you know, if we want to, connected mystically. And then, you know, we always have a free will, and that's the transitional. So, yeah, they're with us all the time.
That's really interesting. You know, it's really interesting to think of it like that, and to think of it as so many layers, you know, like layers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like it's facets of a diamond, and so what I want people to do is be able to see all their facets, so that you're not like just what you do, and you're not just who you be. It's, you know, you're being and doing, and, you know, people have, you know, if they're living a full life, they have to incorporate both.
So give us an example of someone's life purpose.
Okay, so can we do a little fun thing with you, Lisa?
Sure.
Okay, so one of the exercises that I have in my workbook, 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Quotes and Exercises to Find Your Purpose in Life, is a chart of the astrological element and the energy of your life purpose. So, for instance, as a Gemini, you're either a leader, organizer, or communicator, depending on what sign you are. So as a Gemini, you're a communicator with air, and you like to communicate diversity. You love mental chess and variety. Well, guess what? You're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Your guests are always different, right?
Right.
So so your natal purpose is as a communicator. And so you're always going to be wanting to communicate, wanting to convey some kind of message, okay? And then you're in your 40s. So in your 40s, then we can look and we could say, okay, so let's think about who you be in your 40s. Well, in your 40s, the stage of purpose is self-esteem, knowing yourself and having a sense of self-worth. So well-being, being spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically fit in terms of career at the top of your game, expect to be paid what you're worth, and personal growth, exploring areas of interest, and enhancing your expertise. So that's your developmental purpose, right?
Okay.
And that lasts you for about 10 years. So that's two aspects of your purpose. And then if we were going to go and look at your psychological purpose, are you more of an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, holy crap. I'm a total extrovert.
Okay. So, you know, of course, a communicator, that's congruent, right? That's consistent.
Okay.
And then what are your skills, gifts, and talents? What's your professional purpose?
Professional purpose.
In other words, what is it you like to create on this planet? What do you like to be, do, or have? Just, you know, and it's not like a goal. Just like, what do you want to be, do, or have? And what's the kind of vision, goal that you've had for this lifetime?
I want to write. I want to be an author. I want to speak. I want to, like, you know, do speaking engagements, things like that. I want to basically guide and help other people.
Okay, beautiful. And so why do you want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just it's natural. You know, it feels natural. It feels like what I'm good at and what would be natural for me to do.
Okay. And so then from a spiritual perspective, what kind of guidance have you received?
Like direct communication from angels and things.
Great. And what have they told you?
Well, they tell me about me. They told me, you know, they told me everything from that I'm safe, that I'm okay, to that I'm doing the right thing. They've comforted me when I needed comfort. They've supported every decision I've made, and when I screw up, they kind of whack me on the head and do one of those, where are you going? What are you doing here? You know, so they pretty much guide my life.
Okay. And so, again, they're communicating with you, and if you think about what angels do, they want to bring harmony to the planet and help heal and kind of move us earthlings along, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's your spiritual purpose. And then what is it, what kind of mystical or peak experiences have you had?
What do you mean, like mystical in what way?
Like you could, like life-changing experiences, or like those times when you're just like, oh my God, I can't even believe this is real. Like, this is so amazing, so special, you know.
You know, the funniest thing is, I mean, I sit here and I'm like, I was able to see angels when I was a little girl. I was actually able to communicate with them, talk to them, see them. I can't see them anymore, but I could when I was younger. And so obviously that was life-changing for me. That led me down the whole path that I went down spiritually and to the book that I've written and to other books that I'll be writing. But another really strange, and this is going to sound totally out there probably, but one of the most interesting moments for me was standing, I was in San Francisco, and I went on that 7-mile drive or whatever it is, through Monterey, and pulled over and just looked at the view and was astounded. I remember being this, I can't believe how beautiful this world is, you know, like like breathtakingly gorgeous, you know. And that's so strange because of the other experiences that I have that one pops to mind, but it always does, is being a point where I was just like, all right, I need to slow down and breathe and enjoy my life and not, you know, because I was there for business. I was there a lot for business, and I never bothered to take that drive that everybody said was so beautiful. And I finally did it, and I was like, to me, it was life changing.
Wow. Okay. So mystical for you is to connect with the beauty on the planet. And kind of like that divine, amazing quality of, oh, my God, this is a creation here that we're in the midst of.
Absolutely.
And so you can see just from this, like, short little thing that we've done with your life purpose that who you are is already presencing life purpose in space, right? It's a communicator. It's connecting with the angels. It's writing books. It's being on the radio. It's sharing that message. It's helping people wake up to the joy and amazement of this lifetime, and then helping people heal and ways to get there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's
okay.
Pretty much me.
That's pretty much me,
yeah. Can somebody be on, and Daria, I know you probably have a billion questions too, but can somebody be on the wrong track? Can they be off track? Can they not be doing their life purpose?
This is going to be funny for you to hear, but the answer is no. And so what happens is, like, you're really conscious and clear. You are on purpose, and, you know, I might say on fire with your purpose. And but sometimes people aren't. Like, they're in some kind of dead-end job, and their spirits feel, you know, really kind of downtrodden, and they feel lost. But what I tell people is that your life purpose is never not expressing itself. You're either being or becoming. So it just means that you're getting some skills that you need. So when you finally start living on purpose, those things that you've been gathering in places where you're not per se on purpose are still helping you get the tools you need. So when you get there, you'll be fully ready to do your life's work, whatever that is. So you're always on purpose.
That's awesome. That's really cool, because you sit there and you think about people who are not exactly living great lives, you know, that aren't
right.
Necessarily, you know, people that are just, you know, like just either addicted to drugs or alcohol or, you know, abusive or whatever, and you think that's their life purpose? That's what they're putting their energy into?
Okay, but here's the thing. So the aim or intention of the energy you put forth. Okay, so when people are addicted or in abusive relationships, what are they doing? In some way, they're trying to connect with their own spirit. They're trying to find their own self-worth so that they can be on purpose, right? So
right.
That's that being or becoming piece. So they're trying to get to the place where they can start their journey of living their lives on purpose.
Okay, so they're just at an earlier phase of the process.
Right. And or it could be that they are needing to learn insights about what it means to be on substances, which is a sort of a controlled spiritual perspective, you know, through a substance. And so they're needing a connection with spirit because they can't do it on their own. And so they use that. And then when that wears itself out, then they go looking for the real thing.
Yeah. Sherry, I know you're probably sitting there like, oh, my God, I have 1,000 things, and Lisa keeps interrupting.
No, it's okay. I was just kind of wanted to just make a comment that is very interesting. I don't think it always has to be something as dramatic as abuse or alcoholism. I think somebody can be passionately on purpose, and for whatever reason, and Suzanne can probably say this is all part of it, you know, they might experience a setback, like a financial downfall, or they lose their job, or things are tougher at work. Maybe they get a promotion, but it's not what they expected. It just seems like all of these things are just sort of realistic parts of life that fit into somebody's overall purpose.
It's so totally true, Daria. And what can happen, like, you know, you're talking about when all of a sudden, you know, something shifts and you feel like, you know, you don't have the same vibe that you feel like you're on purpose. And so sometimes what I'll do is, you know, that for me is when people get into the transitional purpose. And then I'll say to them, I'll say, well, so what is this for you? So, you know, you might have had a bigger goal here, but it doesn't sort of feel like your life purpose. So, okay, good. So it kind of shook you out of your complacency or what you were doing. So now what's the next bigger game you want to play? How do you need to shift this to, you know, make it be different, to make it more be aligned with your purpose? And speaking of angels, I had this client once, and she was an attorney. And she actually, interestingly enough, talked to angels. And she was totally bored with her job. And so she's like, I want to quit and do something else. I don't need money anymore, so I want to quit and do something personally meaningful and fulfilling. So I said to her, I said, okay, well, what would that be? And she says, watercolors. And so I said, well, go do that for a while, see if that's true. And, you know, she went through all these different things, and none of them were it. And so then when she told me that she talked to the angels, I said, well, why don't you go and you ask the angels tonight in a dream to tell you about what your life purpose is? And so when she went and dreamed that night, the next time we met, because I was coaching her, she said, oh, well, I had a dream with the angels, but I have no idea what this meant. And she said to me 5 words, bring in divine right order. And what I didn't tell you is that she was a mergers and acquisitions attorney. And so here she is working with these warring parties, and the angels tell her to bring in divine right order. So I about fell over. I said, well, here's the deal. You listen to the angels. You're a mouthpiece of the angels in this dimension. Well, your job is to bring divine right order into these circumstances that you're in the midst of with people so that the right thing can happen here. And she was like, oh, my God. And then she went right back to work. And it's like she got it. She had been positioned, and her position was perfect. And all she had to do was shift a few things in her actual job, you know, daily life kind of stuff, and she was on a fire and on a mission.
Wow, that's a great story. Suzanne, I have another question. Like, when you're working with somebody, let's just say, I mean, I could use my dad as an example. I mean, my dad was on track to become a professional baseball player when he was young, had a passion for the game, was talented, and then he had a shoulder separation that forever ended that. And he said, okay, well, I'm going to turn to my second love, medicine. Like, he kind of didn't miss a beat. Or you see it with, like, Olympic athletes. Maybe they achieved the gold medal. It's kind of like, okay, now where do I go from here? So how do you counsel people in those situations?
Well, okay, so what I do with them, Daria, is, okay, so whatever that energy was that made them be accomplished, like in baseball or accomplished, you know, Olympic athletes, then I say, so you had a passion for that. You are on a mission to get that done. What else are you on a mission about? What other things do you have a mission and a passion about? And so what will happen is then they'll start to say, you know, I really would love it if, or I'd like to see blank, or, you know, I'm committed to. And then you start going down that road with them. And then that's where you start to find that other purpose and passion and power and direction and drive.
You know, with that even, Daria, I mean, think about all the lives your dad saved as, you know, in the profession he was in. And, you know, and with the, I mean, he was a surgeon. It wasn't like he was just, you know, like handing out antibiotics and stuff. I mean, he saved lives. So, again, I get back to the purpose. I mean, could the baseball thing have just been a hobby and that he wasn't even supposed to go down that avenue? Or am I getting too spiritual about things?
Well, you know, what I would say is that from a life purpose perspective, like, you know, we come in as kids, we're not so smart necessarily, right? So his scope of experience might have been just baseball. And then all of a sudden, so that he could get on to his real purpose, there was something put in his way so that he couldn't continue on with baseball. But the other side of that is, if I think about baseball players and sports players, what do? They excel, and they want other people to be able to excel. They want to be able to express and inspire people. And so in another way, a surgeon does that as a healer because people are better off after they've had surgery 99% of the time. And so, you know, the baseball got out of his system, was put out of his system so he could get on with his purpose, which was, you know, more direct and, you know, probably as some kind of healer that manifested as a surgeon.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I think about it, you know, the surgery has the same kind of adrenaline rush that baseball would have. You know, very high drama, and he thrived on that. It was very good. His patients loved him, and he loved them and was excellent in his career. But he also had the attitude of like, okay, you know, this is heartbreaking. But he didn't let it, you know, he just said, okay, well, baseball's over. I'm moving on to my second love. And, you know, and I don't know that it's, you know, I think a lot of people sometimes get stuck on watching that closed door versus looking at the open window.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It's so funny to think of a baseball career and a career as a surgeon as being connected, but in a way they kind of were.
Totally.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. Those are just different life purpose expressions. And like you talked about with the adrenaline, I think that's a perfect one. And, you know, as a baseball player, he had to be highly focused and highly skilled. And the same is true with a surgeon. So all of those things that made him a gifted athlete made him a great surgeon. And that focus, that dedication, that commitment, you know. And so, again, that's just showing a different life purpose expression for the being that your dad was, Daria.
Yeah, very interesting. Very cool.
I think so, too. And I want to – we'll get into – after we take a quick break, we'll get more into – I mean, I know that the books are out there for academic reasons too. So I want to get into that, but let's first take a quick break. And everybody, you're listening to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. Suzanne Streisauer is our guest tonight, and you can find more about her on her website, which is yournextstepcoach.com, yournextstepcoach.com. So go there and check her out while we're taking a break, and we'll, of course, listen to our very important announcements too, right? Our, you know, commercials. So anyway, we'll be right back, everyone.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on WriteStream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. What's that in Lisa? Oh, goodness.
Love, Liberty, and Lisa?
Yeah, Love, Liberty, and Lisa. That's what I almost said. Anyway, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss with Lisa and Daria. That's what I meant to say. Anyway, I want to offer everyone, Suzanne had a great idea, and I want to offer everybody a chance to call in to find out what your, if you, all you've got to do is give her your astrological sign, and she can figure out your life purpose. Work through that with you. So, like, she kind of, it's basically
nice.
What you did for me, right?
We won't go as in-depth with everybody, but I'll just do that basic part, and we can, you know, see, like, okay, so you're doing this, and you're either a leader, organizer, or communicator, and kind of how, and then see how they're doing that in their lives, or just kind of give them a little sense of direction of how they can do that.
Well, we're gonna do Daria first, but I want to give everybody the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-945-7246. So if you're listening live and you want to call in and get your life purpose, you can call in at 347-945-7246. Press 1, and we'll see you in the queue, and we'll get to you. But why don't you start off with Daria, because I'd like to hear Daria's life purpose.
Are you game, Daria? Are you game?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I'm excited.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Cool.
I'm game.
So tell me what sign of zodiac you are.
Pisces.
Okay, so you're also a communicator with water. So Lisa's air, so she's more mental, and you're more emotional and feeling.
Yes.
And so you communicate change and are flexible. You're a counselor, and you love multiple layers. So your work has to have depth to it. If it doesn't have depth and dimension, you're not going to be happy. And it has to have some kind of flow to it. There has to be an emotional content for you. Does that make sense?
Totally. That describes me perfectly.
Okay. By the way, these are from a book called Sun Signs by Linda Goodman. And this was like a huge mega bestseller in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, and I know that book. I know her. I've flipped through that book many times in the bookstore.
Okay, so this is from that.
Okay.
And then how old are you, Daria?
47.
Okay, so you're in the same age bracket as Lisa is. So you're also about self-esteem, knowing yourself, and having self-worth. So, you know, once you get to a certain point, then you feel comfortable communicating, and here you guys both are on radio. You don't mind sharing your views and your visions and your opinions. And then you want to go and, for you, it's more, whereas Lisa, it's, you know, just about expression. For you, you want that communication to have some potency to it. It has to do something. That's what the counselor part is for you. You have to have it have some meaning, some benefit for people.
Yes.
So, okay, so then... do you feel like you're extroverted, introverted?
Extroverted.
Okay. Of course, being on the radio. And then what do you see as your skills, gifts, and talents?
Definitely writing, editing, speaking. More recently, I would say listening. I've been really working hard on my listening skills. And that also comes from being on the radio and truly listening to your guests. I mean, people tell me all the time, you ask the best questions. And I just think it comes from just having a natural, genuine curiosity about people, other people, and what they do. It also, I mean, this ties in with the creativity, but, I mean, I set up WordPress sites for people. That's also very creative, and do web content, proofreading. I work with a designer on banners for different websites for clients, and on all the authors that I work with, whether I'm ghostwriting or editing, if they need a designer, I facilitate that with someone I work with out of Connecticut who's wonderful. So, all of those things are sort of intertwined, and it's so true. I mean, even when I was in the corporate world, my favorite jobs were the ones in which every day was different and varied, and I didn't know, it wasn't cookie cutter.
There you go.
Because I needed that diversity and that stimulation.
Yep, that's one of the hallmarks. Okay, so spiritual. So tell me about the spiritual part. What kind of higher calling, inner guidance, divine guidance? What kind of divine guidance have you had?
Well, I want to say first, from the time I was a young child, I would tell anybody that would listen that I was going to be a novelist, I was going to be a writer, I was going to be a journalist, and so I finally got there. It took a while, but I want to say that if you're asking for sort of a mystical experience, kind of like what Lisa described when she was driving through California.
Well, that's the next one, but the first
one is
the first one is just your intuition. So that's great that you saw that as a child. You've kind of manifested that now as an adult. But what kind of guidance, like it could be in your dreams too, what kind of guidance have you had about your purpose?
Well, I've been told that my third eye is opening up, and I've been working probably for the last two decades, but I would say last two decades for sure, but definitely in the last couple of years, or actually even since maybe the mid-2000s, on truly meditating, journaling, taking the time to listen to that inner guidance. I mean, every morning I work in my gratitude journal, and I name at least five or six things that I'm thankful for that day. I have my whole prayer ritual that I do. I work with the Archangel Cards by Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken so many classes over the years, you know, through Unity Church, like the 4T Prosperity Program, and anything that I can get my hands on that involves spiritual development and sometimes professional development also. But you know, I'm very much attracted to the metaphysical and to that whole spiritual element of why am I here and how can I get more in touch with my guidance.
Beautiful. Okay, so mystical. So tell me about the mystical things that have happened to you.
Sure. Well, the biggest one that stands out to me, there have been a few, but back in 1997, when I was still in the throes of panic and anxiety disorder and kind of like sort of at the end of my rope in terms of what I could try next, because I had tried everything from the holistic, exercise, medication, you name it, and it wasn't helping. And at that time, I was very skeptical about psychic ability. I didn't dislike psychics. I would say I was just a skeptic about it and a little bit afraid about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to go to a women's, you know, my monthly meeting of a women's business and social group. And the guest there was a very professional psychic. And I was so impressed with her speech at the end. And I went up and she gave a speech about past lives. And she didn't know me. And I just shook her hand and said, you know, thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. And she looked at me and she said, you're still in mourning for your grandmother, and she died well over 20 years ago. And she said, and you're harboring guilt about a brother. You have your middle brother, and she was very specific about a handicap. And all of these things were true. And my jaw was like on the floor because I didn't know this woman. I mean, this was the first time I'd ever met her in my life and vice versa. And everyone around me who knew me, I think their jaws were on the floor too. And just to make a long story short, because I know we're on the air, I had a session with her not too long after that, and it was over the phone, and she traced back this pattern of anxiety back through several lifetimes, put a healing on it, and 6 months later, I woke up for the first time with a clear head, a calm stomach, and just the realization that literally the black cloud had finally lifted, and I've never gone back there again.
Okay, so that's perfect. So, okay, now, so as you're listening to yourself talk, Dari, can you see what your purpose is in all this? Because it's really pretty clear. Because your job as a counselor and a communicator is to go and help people, guide people on the journey so they can get more connected with themselves in deeper and more meaningful, powerful ways. And if healing needs to happen, directing and guiding them down that road. And you do that with your authors. You help your authors get wherever they go. You help people who need presences on the web. I mean, so your life, you're absolutely living your purpose.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy to hear that. Well, and I've been feeling that way, but I'm just happy to get the confirmation. I want to point out one other very interesting thing to me is one of my clients whose book we published this year had a near-death experience. And even though the book was historical fiction, we incorporated his near-death experience into it in a very creative way. And now I just got a new client that approached me, and I'm going to be writing his memoir. Now, he's a veterinarian, but he and his wife, who was also a veterinarian, they were in this horrible car accident. He had a near-death experience where he wasn't expected to live. And she, because of this accident, the medical team actually picked up on very early stages of cancer with her, which enabled them to cure her of cancer, you know, before it got too bad. And anyway, I find it very interesting that I'm starting to attract these types of clients and stories, and I love that because I would like more people just to be aware more of the spiritual, metaphysical, beyond what, you know, we're taught, like, in our religious tradition.
Yeah, but see, it's actually, so that's more like what is kind of interest to you, but your purpose, like getting back to that why, the personal why, is because you want to be able to help other people have the same kind of direct experience you did of being healed and being moved in a way that under normal circumstances just didn't happen.
Yes.
So, of course, you're going to have people that have near-death experiences and, you know, other spiritual and mystical happenings come into your world, and you're going to help them tell their story so that they can be effective in the world and help other people get the healing, the shift, whatever, like you did. So your own experience was what your catalyst was for you being on purpose.
Wow. Gosh, well, that makes all of those years of dealing with that crazy disorder, like, well worth it, and it really hits home to me now why I had to endure that.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel good.
Yeah. And then without that, and see, this is what I do with people as a coach, right? Because it's not like I'm telling you anything that you didn't already know, but I'm helping you understand it in a way that you never considered.
Yeah,
and then people all of a sudden have this huge awakening and aha for themselves, just like I said about that attorney and all of a sudden what the angels told her of divine right order. So this is the same as true, and I feel like because I listen for purpose and I'm a coach, then I it's very easy for me to navigate what people say and say, okay, check this out. And so, you know, you had to have that experience, Darius, so you could effectively express your purpose. Without that, you would be a good communicator. You would be very adept at doing what you're doing, but you wouldn't be able to give the gift of communication to people who are writing about mystical things because you would potentially poo-poo it. But all of a sudden now, because you've been there and what the impact it had on your life, you're a huge proponent of that, and you can then help facilitate the communication of other people so it can be received.
That's very true, Daria, because you know what? You would have gone, in my opinion, you know, I've known Daria for a couple years now, and I got to say that she would have gone a different route, I think, if she wouldn't have had the spiritual awakening, so to speak, that she had. She would have gone a whole different way with her her writing abilities. I still think she would have been a writer and all of that. I don't think
that
would have changed. But she would have attracted an entire different type of person. You know, and I think you're growing.
Yep.
I think you're growing as a soul, Daria, because of where that whole thing, how that whole thing played out. I think you're growing, and maybe a resistant part of your soul got touched, you know, and now you've opened up a door that probably would never have opened without this, you know, these other things happening.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's really cool. You can work all this out. I mean, you can take it, you know, take it through. Tell us about Suzanne. Tell us about the five steps. I know you have a five step, I guess, process that you take people through. What is all that about?
Okay, so you know, when we're doing this, like we are on the, you know, on your show, what we're doing is we're looking at what your life purpose, your universal life purpose elements are, and your own life purpose DNA. So that's step one, is finding out what your life purpose DNA is. And then step two is actually writing down some kind of life purpose statement. Like now that you get it and, you know, when you're really clear, that's the really good time to do it. So if you felt like writing a life purpose statement, the second thing to do is a life purpose statement. And then what I have my clients do is I have them go and do what I call a life purpose retrospective. So that's step three, because sometimes people are still skeptical. So on the phone, or on the show today, we've kind of talked about what that, you know, life purpose retrospective was, you know, for you guys looking back at your lives and showing you how indeed who you've been in the past, those life purpose expressions are absolutely in service to your life purpose. So that's step three. And then step four is we go back up to your guidance, you know, however that is, God or your higher self or, you know, whatever it is, that, you know, you connect with something bigger than yourself. And then you ask if there's another way that they want you to be expressing your purpose going forward. Because now that you get your purpose, is this time for a life purpose change of expression, a new transitional purpose? And so then you, step four is you ask for that guidance. And then five is you go live your purpose. You go beyond purpose.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that's
all in
the book.
Go live your purpose, people. Just go live your purpose.
That's
I like that. I mean, I think that sums everything up really good. And tell me also about this whole multidimensional, what it means that we're all multidimensional and how we balance ourselves that way with the, through mind, body, and spirit.
So one of the things that I did, so you can see I'm kind of a systems person. So what I wanted was a way for people to understand themselves in a bigger way. So, you know, like spiritual is great, but, you know, what? Tell me more about what's really true. So what I would do is, you know, I had to have a way to explain that to people. So I started out with just simple 3, 4, and 5D. And so 3D is doing. It's our daily lives. It's everything that we do. It's the physical world we see around us. And so that's our doingness. And then 4D is our knowing. It's the unseen world. It's our intuition, inner guidance, higher guidance, higher calling. It's listening to all the things that aren't seen and where we connect with our own knowingness and another part of our being. And then 5D is really being. It's when you just embody the energy or the energy flows through you, just like how you talked about when you were down on the 7-mile drive down in Monterey and you were just overtaken with that beauty and the energy of the place. And so 5D is helping people just get in touch with their beingness, and that you can do that through deep meditation. You can do that by being in nature. You can do that with peak experiences, vision quests, all kinds of different ways. And near-death experience is another one on that category. And so what happens is you get to experience your own being. And so what I tell people is when I'm working with them, doing helping them understand themselves multidimensionally, is to start to help them open up the box beyond just the 3D world. It's like, okay, well, let's see what your intuition has to say, or let's check and find your higher calling, or meet your higher self or future self, or go do a past life regression or a future progression. It's like going and meeting those people. And then what I'll do is when they're ready, then all of a sudden their being will start to emerge, that vibrational being that's inside, and they'll just get to feel themselves as consciousness and energy. And then that's really when it gets exciting for people, is because they feel like they've really come home to their souls and the truth of who they are. And it's not about anything out here. It's just a sense of themselves on the inside.
It's interesting because there you're taking it to that spiritual level that, you know, that we've always talked about, well, that we were talking about earlier with what I think of when someone comes to me and asks me, what's my life purpose? There you go. I mean, you've just thrown that extra piece in for me that's important because I do think that when we meditate, meaning we listen to the universe or to God or whatever, you know, you want to call, when you're listening, you're getting information. And if we did that more regularly, the little side roads that we take when we get off track every so often, we take less of them less often. You know, if we just listened more, and you're so right with the past life regressions, the future regressions, the vision quests. I mean, I have never been able to do a vision quest because I'm just not, I can't sit still that long. I would imagine at some point you start starving, so you are able to sit still, but I've never been able to do it, but I'm fascinated by it. I've heard so many amazing stories from people that have been able to have done vision quests. All those things are just different ways of connecting with yourself multidimensionally.
That's right.
What you were talking about. So I
That's
love
right.
how they've connected. You would
right.
be perfect on my Just Believe too. I mean you fit right in on Just Believe too, because they're so linked. There's such a link here.
Yep. And so, you know, let's take Vision Quest a step further with that whole thing, Lisa, because check this out. Okay, so when you go on a Vision Quest 3D, so let's just walk the multidimensional part of a vision quest through. When you go on a vision quest, 3D, you're walking, you're alone, you are fasting, you're doing all that stuff. That's the 3D part. 4D is you do prayers, you open up yourself to receive downloads and information, and then 5D, at some point the energy comes in and the visions come in. And it's not just at a like a spiritual intuitive level. You feel them, like your body, your whole sense of yourself, your beingness is altered. And so a vision quest is a great experience, an example of how you can be multidimensional living our normal lives. So you don't have to be a woo-woo person to be multidimensional.
Right. I think that's really true too. And since we're down to the last few minutes, I want you to just tell everybody what are some tips that people can use every day, today, tomorrow, whatever, regarding their life purpose?
Well, I think certainly they can go, if they want to get that, what their life purpose is, you know, they can go and they can email me and they can find that. Then the other thing that I recommend for people to do is if they don't know, so one of the other things I do is I actually offer a 30-minute free consultation, and, you know, for people listening, they can certainly see what we can accomplish in a short period of time. But the other thing I tell people to do is to just ask yourself, what is the aim or intention of the energy I'm putting forth? What's my personal why? And to just kind of do that moment by moment. Why am I going to this job? Why am I in this relationship? Why do I want to write that book? Why? And then they'll start to see that for themselves. They'll start to see what that life purpose is, because it'll start to reveal itself through all those different things. And then the other thing is sometimes I'll just tell people, okay, I want you to just stand still. And I want you to just follow your feet. I want you to get out of your head. And I want you to just let your connection with the earth move you. And let it take you in some direction. And then you look around and you say, okay, so what direction is this I'm going? And let yourself be guided by that. So that's the other ways. You don't have to know your life purpose. Like we talked about, everybody is living their purpose no matter what anyways. So just follow your feet. Let your feet guide you to what your being wants to be doing.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. It makes so much sense, and I think that it's really cool. And everybody, you can find all this out in Suzanne's book, obviously, but you can also find a lot out. Your website is really well done, and I always tell everybody on the air, I'm like a freak about websites. I like organized, easy to find stuff websites. You know, not the ones you get lost in. Yours is actually really well done and very easy to find things. And all the information is very clear and well laid out. And there's more than one book. We've been talking about just the one book, but there have been, what's the other one?
Three books total. So
three
one
books,
of them
okay.
is, a, yep, one of them is a tweet book. And all I did was, you know, I was going to, and you guys will both love this as writers and, you know, you need to promote stuff. So when I wrote my book, I needed to go and do some tweets, you know, to promote the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the tweets, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is too easy. But then I was, like, writing the tweets, and I'm like, okay, can I really make cohesive and coherent thoughts in a tweet? And it turns out I could, and it also turned out I loved writing tweets. So that second book on life purpose, the red-covered one, is all tweets. From the front cover to the back cover,
I love that.
Nothing but a tweet. And then my third book, and this would also be great for your other show, Lisa, is called The Runes of the Four Realms. And it's actually a channeled oracle that I channeled in 1999 that uses the angels, the divas, great spirit, and our own co-creative abilities with the elements. And it creates this grid of energy. So it helps people understand how to work and sort of do what they need to do. So it's guidance for the planet about, you know, getting along in life. And that's the runes of the four realms.
That's really interesting. It's really interesting. I definitely, and I know you have some, you have a book trailer for, I think, 111 inspirational life purpose quotes and exercises to find your purpose in life. I think that's what the book trailer is for, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you have a video, and you have a talk, all kinds of stuff on YouTube. And also, obviously, you can find you on Facebook, and as you just said, Twitter. Terry and I are big Twitter people. We love Twitter. We tweet. We're tweeters.
Yeah.
Hashtag. Awesome. hashtag. I do that all the time to my kids. They're like, knock it off, because I embarrass them and I do the two fingers slapping the other two fingers, you know, hashtag. My kids are like, shut up, knock it off, you're embarrassing.
Yeah, Suzanne, I had a quick question, though, before we go off the air regarding your workbook. Now, is that part of a curriculum, or can anybody purchase that, and do you work with groups as well as individuals?
I do work with groups, and you can find my workbook both on my website and also Amazon and, you know, other big bookstores. You can go find it all over the place. And then I also do groups. So if people wanted to set up a group, I would do that with them. And then the last thing is I've actually turned it into a curriculum for high school kids, mainstream curriculum for high school kids. So if you know people that want to
–
yeah, or homeschool, if you know
what
people want to do
idea.
That.
Yeah, what a great idea. What a great idea. Really, I mean, teenagers, what a great thing to give a teenager, you know,
that's
to
right.
be able to, you know, figure – be able to really kind of get it all centered in
young.
Their head. When they're young, not having to rewind 20 years or 30 years or 40 years or whatever.
Yeah, and then to be able to be really intentional and live from that place of purpose. So, yeah, so I scrubbed the spiritual out of it, so it doesn't have the spiritual, although it's still got the same essence. And it was really weird as I was, you know, taking it from the workbook to the curriculum, I was sitting at my computer and literally I would get like these golden downloads that would just come through me and the golden energy would go through my hands. And as I was typing, I would literally see the classroom in my mind's eye and see how they were doing the exercises and see how everything was working. So it was really interesting because it was its own sort of divine download.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so cool. I can't wait to have you back on a lot of shows. I want you back on this show, but I'd love to have you on Just Believe, too. There's so many different things, and we've only really delved into just one of your books because Life Purpose is, you know, the show is really intended to be uplifting for women and empowering to women and all of that sort of thing. So this works, you know, because so many people are wanting to know if they're on target, if they're where they're supposed to be, and if they're doing the right things and making the right decisions and all of that. And I think that was perfect. And I'd love to do it again, even this again. And, you know, we can start, you know, we can set something up and get some people to call in and get their life purpose done on air. And that would be a lot of fun. If we set that up ahead of time, trust me, we'll get nailed with callers. All you got to tell people is, hey, we're going to give you something for free.
That's right.
Like,
so many of your Just Believe callers, I think, would benefit so much from Suzanne.
I know, right? That's what
they
I'm saying.
They really would. They get so many people that have so many issues and things that they're dealing with. This would be perfect for them. I think so too.
I think it's a great idea for you know, like I said, both shows and you know, and all of that. So, you know, I think that's something we should definitely talk about. We'll hit you up in the next few days and see what we can come up with.
That sounds fantastic. And you know, thanks you guys for having me on the air. And you know, happy holidays to everybody. And you know, what I want and I hope that, you know, to leave my thought for everybody as I'm leaving is you can see that your life purpose is not some big woo-woo thing. It's really simple and it's not so far away.
Right. See, that's actually the perfect way to wrap it up because exactly, people do think it's woo-woo. They immediately go woo-woo when they think about their life purpose. And you're right. You've made it so people can understand their life purpose without going woo-woo, without coming to me or to you know, a psychic that to get that information. They can actually do it themselves. And they can do that by, they can figure it out by reading your book, 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Quotes and Exercises to Find Your Purpose in Life. And also to go to your website, which is yournextstepcoach.com, and hook up with Suzanne there. There's a newsletter you can sign up for and find out more. I don't know if it's a newsletter. I said newsletter. I know there's something you can sign up for. I'm assuming it's a newsletter, but I don't know.
Yeah, I have another way that people can find their life purpose, and that's five simple steps. There are different simple steps than this. This is a more comprehensive approach. But it's not hard for people, and they can do it. They just have to apply themselves a little time. You can work my workbook in less than an afternoon, less than 4 hours.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I actually You know, and one of the fun things about workbooks to me is that I download everything, you know, and workbooks you actually kind of need to buy them because you have to write in them and things. Then I love getting the regular book type, you know, thing, but I never do it because it's just easier to download them, you know, the instant delivery and all that. So this will be something to look forward to me because I'll be able to order it and actually get a hard copy.
Well, beautiful.
All right. Thanks so much, Suzanne, and we really appreciate you being on the show. Everyone, you've been listening to Suzanne Streisauer, who is the author of 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Quotes and Exercises to Find Their Life Purpose in Life. And get the book and go to her website. Again, that's yournextstepcoach.com and learn more about Suzanne. Thank you so much for being on, and we'll definitely have you back on again soon.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Daria.
Thanks, Suzanne. Have a wonderful holiday season.
You too.
You have a great one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So that's it for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, I think, tonight. Unless, Daria, do you have anything you need to add?
I just wanted to say I just so appreciate it. I wasn't expecting to have that type of conversation tonight, and I'm so happy she made my whole night. So I'm just thrilled with this interview and just had a lot of fun. And now I'll be fading soon after that long train ride. So
yeah,
I'm happy to sign off. But
yeah, I know. You're like, okay, good. 8:06. Let's get this done. I love talking to Suzanne, and you know, we can go on and on and on. And I'm trying to wrap these shows up in an hour or so because we spend so much time talking when we get on the air. But that was really interesting, and I wasn't expecting that either. But it was so funny because, and the second she had got your astrological sign, it like she figured you out. I mean, it was so cool.
She nailed it. She really did. That was amazing.
Then she asked me, "Are you an introvert or an extrovert?" I'm like, "Really? Seriously? I can't believe anybody who's ever even seen me anywhere could ask that question." It's too funny.
I know.
It's funny.
That's hysterical.
But, yeah. Extrovert.
Before we do sign off, I want to just mention for anyone who's listening who enjoys the Right Stream Radio Network, as you know, we enjoy doing these shows, and there's so many benefits, and we love sharing information, and especially fabulous guests like Suzanne. But all this does come at a cost, and so if you have the ability, I've set up a GoFundMe account just to see if maybe we can even get our membership to the next level here with Right Stream. So, you know, if you feel like, if you like what we do and you feel like supporting us at any amount that you can, please visit GoFundMe.com/RightStream. And I've been tweeting it out and just wanted to put it out there. I want to thank everyone who's supported it so far. It's been tremendous.
Yeah, you've had some really great people. You've had some great supporters so far, and I'm retweeting, and I've got to get some stuff out. I was actually just looking at the page tonight. I've got to get some more stuff out besides just retweets about it, because there's a lot we can do with the network if we have the funding. So, you know, right now we're doing what we can with what we can, and I think we're doing okay. But we definitely want to take it as far as we can. So, and obviously the other things you've got going on in your career and life as well. So I think, everybody should check that out. It's GoFundMe.com. A lot of people are using GoFundMe these days. And so you can find out more about that there if you do /RightStream. I think that's it, right?
That's it.
All right. You can find out more about Daria DiGiovanni by going to DariaDiGiovanni.com. You can find out more about me by going to LisaTarvis.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can go find out more about our network and the other hosts on the network by going to RightStreamRadio.com. And I think that's about it. So everyone, until next Thursday, have a fantastic, fantastic holiday. We do have a live show, I think, next week, right? Believe we do. We do.
Christmas Day.
Yep. We've got something we're going to be doing. So everybody tune in for that.
Making me host a live show on Christmas. I can't believe it.
No, I know. I'm like, it's like being a slave driver here. I'm horrible. Bad. I know, right? Just don't ever let anybody rest. I booked us for so long. We're doing shows every day forever. Anyway.
All right. Well,
all
sounds
right,
good.
So
we're living on purpose.
That's right. We're living on purpose. All right, everybody, have a fantastic holiday and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and don't forget to tune in Christmas night and listen to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss on the Right Stream Network. Talk to you all next week, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Good night, everyone.